Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live from Pensacola Business Radio. And I have in our studio today, Mr. Thomas Scott, who has Tower Drones and Revive Oxygen Lounge, which I just thought was the coolest thing because a lot of people these days don't get it, but they're actually kind of cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. So let's start with Tower Drone. Tell me where all this came from.
Good question. people ask me all the time, how did you get into this industry?
Right.
Kind of fell in my lap like most of the things in my life. You know, I saw an interest in this, and I was actually part of my first company, which we'll talk about later, but I was looking for some really creative ways how I could use drones to market and advertise my business, right? Totally the wrong way to think about using drones. But anyways, I thought it would be cool to take these little drones and put like a little banner and like you see the airplanes on the beach and, hey, come to the oxygen bar booth and just kind of fly it around and do something really unique. So that's kind of how I got started into it. But obviously immediately I saw the potential in this technology, not only in filming, but just a plethora of ways to help. So about 2 years ago, basically started up a drone company, start off with small drones, and now we have, you know, minimum $10,000 drones and up. So we've definitely grown in that short time. But it was definitely a really just out of the blue situation where I said, I'm gonna get into this business.
Yeah.
And it's been on since then. That's right.
That's cool. Okay, so explain to me what a $10,000 drone does.
So there's all different types of drones out there, right? But you know, comparably to a lot of those that you see out there flying the Phantom Visions or that particular brand, the DJI brand, we have heavy lifting copters. So our copters are capable of lifting heavy cameras specifically for cinematic productions, high-end commercials. These are really what you need to be able to carry these copters. And because of that, the battery, everything has to be top-notch.
Right.
And the technology, of course, has to be able to translate back on ground at high quality so you can see what the drone sees.
Right.
So really the technology is all the same for the most part. When you're comparing the smaller to the bigger, you're just talking a bigger platform, a bigger machinery to carry heavy lifting cameras.
Yeah, and the last thing you want your battery to die with your $2,000 camera on there falling off, right?
That's right. We don't need that.
Okay, so my understanding is that all the laws have changed with these drones. So you sort of have to be either certified, licensed, or just not being stupid and getting in trouble, right?
Yes, all of those.
Yeah. So, but honestly, for you guys to fly these, you have to be certified, don't you?
So
through the FAA or?
So basically, you know, right now there's regulations in place. There's actually no laws yet. That is a big misclaimer there. They are working on legislation to get these in place. America's a little bit behind on this particular technology compared to the rest of the country, especially Europe over there. But yes, so in order to fly commercially, you have to get what the FAA calls and has a 333 exemption. Now, we have our exemption. It took 7 months to get that. You had to apply for it. We're able to fly closed set, you know, for commercials, real estate, you know, agricultural. We have a very vast and broad structure for how we can fly. But yeah, you know, basically there are simple regulations into play. You know, you don't want to fly over 400 feet, right? You don't want to fly at night. You always want to have a spotter. Just a lot of common sense things. Not fly within 5 miles of an airport.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I know, right? So, yeah, which means somebody had to do it for them to write the rule, right?
Yeah. And right now, the UAVs and drones are considered an aircraft. As crazy as that sounds, It is pretty wild.
Yeah.
So as we've moved on and we're growing and being compliant with the FAA, we want to do everything properly. Our clients, the high-end clients that we work with, they know this and they expect it and they ask for it. We're licensed and insured, carry millions of dollars in liability, of course, but we're also, you know, we're teaching the community as well about drones, the technology, how it can help save businesses in the city money, but also how it tells stories differently when it comes to applications. But when it comes back to it, you know, we are waiting. The UAV community is waiting for the FAA to roll out regulations to put some in place and even to replace the 333, because a lot of people, like I said, aren't really happy with that.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. Just like if you went, you know, if you got a license to drive a car, doesn't make sense that you got to go get a license to drive a remote control car on the ground. But that's kind of how this is going right now. And so we're playing by the rules, but there is something that might change that, called a 107. We won't get into that. But basically, it would just be a simple aeronautical test knowledge. I think it is very important that people understand the regulations and rules. When I first started, it was just a toy out of a box. I'm flying it around. It was really cool. And then you soon realize, man, I had the FAA, you know, knocking on your door, and you're learning, okay, now I got to wait. You know, when I was out, the Blue Angels were flying. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It sounds common sense, but I had my drone out. I wasn't flying by the planes by any means. Right. But I had it just showcasing the vast crowd, the thousands of people.
Yeah.
And learned real quick, you know, that you can't
probably
do that.
Not a good idea, right?
TFR, temporary flying restriction. Yeah. Some you drone guys out there, if you're learning, be sure to check out, you know, if there's TFRs in the area. But yeah, so a lot of growing, learning, and just trying to be compliant and make sure everyone's safe. Safety is number one priority.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay. So you've got these fantastic machines that capture all this awesome cinematic footage and really cool aerial photography, but that's not all you guys do, right? Because what do you do after you capture it?
Yeah. So, you know, when we first started off, it was all about drones. It was cool. And then we, you know, slowly started growing into the production industry. I've always been passionate and actually made movies and was a photographer when I was younger. So I'm very familiar with the photography and video industry. But the drones kind of helped out. You know, a drone is simply a tool you put your camera on to tell that, you know, different side of that story. A lot of people are like, oh, drones are where it's at. But you'll soon, you know, see if you're watching something, it's all aerials, you'll get tired of seeing that, you know. So it just helps tell that story a little bit better. That's what we do essentially. The main application for what we're doing is for filming. Now, of course, we've been creative. We put banners on it. Businesses will go to events and we'll just hover the drone with a vertical banner with the company's name on it. Something very different, right? You don't see that every day. And it's something that would turn your head and you're like, wow. But, you know, we're always looking. There's a lot of applications. Drones and this technology, UAV technology, is changing a lot of these industries, agricultural, tower inspection, bridge inspections, even, you know, when you're working with landscapers or people are doing lots of different jobs where you need to see an aerial perspective.
Sure.
It really helps out mapping, data mapping. Just, I mean, it's limitless. I've seen people use drones for delivering stuff. I know you've seen Amazon talking about bringing that in. I've seen drones with spray paint somehow, and they're using drones to make murals on walls. I mean, people are getting really creative with this stuff. I saw a guy on YouTube, he hooked up a gun to it. I mean, it sounds crazy, but, you know, it's whatever you think that, you know, this technology can go. But our main application is filming. We love it. We're very passionate about video productions. But once that video, you know, is done, we actually help our clients and those that are looking to grow their businesses or to get that video and spend all that money and get that investment actually in front of people that matter. So we actually do help along the lines of getting that full production, writing scripts to the back end and helping our clients market it and do SEO on that side. So that way it gets the maximum return on investment.
Sure. Okay. So let's sort of sum up, like, what does a business benefit from using your style of marketing and the drone technology stuff?
Sure. So like I said, the drone in our application, we love putting it in with films. We do a lot of events. If you're an event coordinator or you're putting on an event like whatever, you know, we do a lot of 5Ks, 10Ks. Mm-hmm. We filmed the Kenny Chesney concert at the Floribama not too long ago. You know, part of that is helping the production adds value to that production. But businesses, you know, no matter what, can use and benefit from us, not only just the drones, but the video production side. Video marketing is the number one form of marketing right now.
Yeah.
It's very powerful. You and I choose video over pictures and text sure. all day long. And by the year 2018, around 80% of the internet is going to be all video. So we're really looking and seeing the trend and where that's going. And we're helping businesses no matter what it is. If you're a florist to a chiropractor, whatever, we can create an amazing video mm-hmm. that tells about your business, why people are going to benefit. And if we had, we could throw the drone in there, get some real cool footage. Awesome. But, you know, we start off and we are a drone business. We're actually about to branch off because our seams are busting out and, right. you know, we're growing. And we found, hey, people can't find us. They're looking for a full production, or maybe they're looking for marketing help. They don't come to a drone company. So we are kind of breaking off. But the drones, it, you know, if you're a tower, maybe you're a tower inspection, maybe you're an engineer, maybe you're wanting to do a pre-site assessment. I have a lot of companies that are about to do property, build a property, and they need a big aerial perspective. We can help. Real estate, very powerful. We find most of where we help the real estate market is those that are trying to sell those really big, nice top dollar houses on the beach, whatever, on the water, but you're trying to showcase more in the house, but the lifestyle. And that's where the aerial perspective really helps. You know, back then you would have to hire a helicopter.
Sure.
Sadly to say, you know, drones are putting a lot of these guys out of business, but it's also opening up jobs. You know, around 100,000 jobs are supposed to be implemented and started. And it's great. And so I think drones help in that area along with the whole video production side of it.
Yeah, very cool. Awesome, man. All right. So somebody, where do we send them if they want to get some information from you for Tower Drone?
Sure. So we're all over. We love social media. TowerDrones.com is our website. Check out our equipment. See what we got going on. See our work. We have literally hundreds of different genres and industries we work in. But, you know, Facebook.com/TowerDrones, Twitter, Tower Drones, Google+, Tower Drones, any social media, just throw Tower Drones on it and you should be able to find us.
So, and I can contest you came up really quick on the Google and the other stuff. So people can find you very easy.
I hope so.
Sort of a testament to your work, right? Yeah. Okay. So talk to me now about Revive Oxygen Lounge. Cause I honestly think that that's the coolest thing. And I know a lot of people don't get it yet, but they will soon.
I hope so.
So let's fill them in on what this is.
Sure. So, Revive Oxygen Lounge, we're a portable oxygen bar company. We specialize in event marketing. So if you're an event coordinator, an event wedding planner, maybe you do the events for your company,
right?
Whatever it might be, you know, we work really well with every industry. I know it sounds crazy, but what we've done is we've taken a really fun tool. An oxygen bar, that's what we are, you know, is a place where you come and you re-energize. You relax for about 5-10 minutes and you're breathing in concentrated oxygen. We provide between 92 and 95% pure oxygen. It flows through amazing aromas that help just enhance the experience there. But the whole science is really simple. 90% of our energy comes from oxygen.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that. So immediately they get a burst of energy. If you're fatigued, boom, you're going to get set up really nice. Helps with reducing anxiety and stress. We work with a lot of clubs and bars in Seville and people on the beach and stuff. And, you know, people that have been drinking a little bit too much, if they enjoy an oxygen bar, experience it, they'll find that the headaches and the hangovers is not as bad as it would have been. This is simply because it's hydrating you back to health, right? But there's a lot of physiological benefits from the oxygen bar. But not only are you being healthy and having a good time at it, you're having an experience. And this is why it's really important for branding and companies. One thing that the bar and that we offer is actually we're able to brand and modify it to meet your brand.
Right.
So when people are sitting there and they're like, wow, they're having this great experience and they're breathing in O2 and they're having a great time, your brand is being associated with that experience, which is very powerful. That's why I got into it. I have a background in marketing advertising. I used to travel the country. I was in Vegas. I saw this.
Right.
I saw that the booth had the most people huddling around it.
Because
when you see it, it's beautiful. It has, you know, it's a big white bar. It has a bubbling walls, bubbles blown up, and, you know, it has blue lights. It's beautiful. Girls love it. You walk by the bar, just the fragrance and the aromas you know, coming out. Just invigorate and it causes curiosity, and that's what you want if you're doing, you know, events and you want something that's going to stand out. We're very unique, and we could definitely help businesses in that way. But you know, it's just really fun, and we love it. If you're doing 5Ks, 10Ks, it helps put in that energy, reduces lactic acid buildup, sore muscles. Surgeons, they actually do hit oxygen before they work because it actually helps the focus. You know, 20% of the body's intake of oxygen is with the brain. So, you know, you get a huge burst of, like I said, energy, and it helps with memory and just a slew of other things there.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so where do we send people if they want to find out about that?
Yeah, definitely. So you can go to reviveoxygenlounge.com. We even have a video. If you're like, what is an oxygen bar? I got to see this. Check out the video. We got a really fun video of the oxygen bar in place. But where we're at, we also don't just sell oxygen, right? It sounds silly that people come and spend money on oxygen, but what they don't know is 21% oxygen is what's in the atmosphere now.
Right.
So, you know, we're providing over 4 times the amount of oxygen, and that's way, way just more than you're used to. And so, like I said, all those benefits help out. But to find out more, go to reviveoxygenlounge.com, Facebook, of course, all the social media handles out there. Just look for Revive Oxygen Lounge. We are portable. So for those that are wondering, where are you? How can I experience that? Go to the website, check out the calendar. We have a calendar of events, you know, and that's how you can kind of see where we're at. If you're out on the town, say, hey, we need to stop by here. Let's get kind of boosted up and go have some fun.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for coming in and hanging out with me today, man.
My pleasure.
You got your plate full.
So. I do. And we're growing. But, you know, life's that way. And I encourage any business owner out there, you know, never get up on your dreams to live a full life and die empty, and just keep going, you know, and to
that's
do
right.
Whatever.
I'm sliding in head first.
That's
man.
Right, buddy. And that's how I got into these, man. I just drones and Revive Oxygen Lounge. What, you know, what is that?
So
that's it. I appreciate it. Thank you for having
me. Yeah, absolutely. Cool. All right, guys, you can find us at PCola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at PCola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at Pensacola.BusinessRadioX.com. Again, Thomas, thanks for coming in today.
Appreciate it.
This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.